drum roll, please. Cosby Mysteries. Okay. Happy Monday. Today is August the 16th of the year 2021. There remains 4 more months. I didn't count the days today. So, still, it's not too late to carry out your plans or your desires or to make that trip that you said you were going to make and haven't had the chance to. Maybe you do now. So, you have opportunity to do that. But welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims, live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Also, you can download a free app, which is in your Play Store, called TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N, two words, on any electronic device, iPhones, cell phones, laptops, or computers, or any other new gadget that they may have out there, okay, that, you know, takes the internet. And once you download that free app, please search WWGH, and we are in the list of many other categories of whatever's on TuneIn, okay? Maybe even other radio stations, but once you download it, search WWGH. Or you can call in during the show, okay? Which is live now until 5 o'clock p.m. by calling 740-383-9944. If you'd like to be a part of the show, make any comments, or ask any questions of the guest or myself, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marin, Ohio, 740-223-1515 is the phone there, or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. Free produce will take place this Saturday, August the 21st, from 12 noon until 2 p.m. If you have need of free produce, please note your calendars or share this information with someone else that may benefit from this free produce market. We also have Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. The owner is Cheryl Lee. They are located in LaRue, Ohio. Phone 740-262-0939. If you're getting ready to buy your next home or getting ready to sell the home that you're in, they do excellent inspections, I hear. Okay, Inspect Ohio. Last but not least, Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-382-8552. And those of you who listen faithfully, thank you for your support. And if this is your first time tuning into the show, hopefully you will enjoy the show and tune in once again. I cover many topics, okay? Today will be End Time Mysteries Revealed with Dacia Wade. This is a new show that we're bringing on, but she's not a new guest, but we've just decided to give her a day a month, okay? Now, I like to open my show off with a thought for today, and it titled Open the Heart. I value the experience, genuine love, realizing it to be the power of the universe and our true nature. Peace is the beautiful nature of the human spirit. Love blossoms forth, and I maintain balance, order, and harmony in the world. So maintaining balance, order, and harmony in the world is truly up to you, okay? So is your happiness, okay? So hopefully that thought for today will help you. I need to also make a couple more announcements before I go turn my attention to my guest today. Tomorrow will be a continuation of the singles ministry, Choosing God's best will be continued from the singles conference that took place May the 17th at the Gathering Place. Tim Jones and Kimba Hubbard will be my guests. This show will air at 5:15 until 6 p.m. It will not be my regular time, okay? Making a sacrifice, it will begin at 5:15 until 6 p.m., okay? So make sure you don't forget. It should be good. We have some continuation of singles choosing God's best. I also have an announcement here. Fundraiser and silent auction at Pure Function CrossFit, 202 South Main Street. Come join the fun. This is Marion Downtown, the third Thursday, which is this Thursday, August the 19th. It begins from 4 to 9. They will be having, which I said, a silent auction. This is also put on by Marion Noon Kiwanis, Facebook, Pure Function CrossFit Facebook. They were a guest last Tuesday. Also, they informed us that that would be the last Thursday that Farmers Market would be down at the Founders Park for the season. Okay, so they should have a lot of entertainment going on downtown Marion this Thursday, August the 19th. So if you're not busy, why don't you take a moment to stop? And they're going to have an ice bucket thing there, too, where people put their bodies down in the ice. So it should be a fun time there. Okay, announcements out the way. Let me turn my attention to my guest today, Dacia Wade. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Well, good. I'm so glad to have you back.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, good. Good, good, good. And I let everyone know the name of your show is called End Time Mysteries Revealed. Because, see, Dacia is my daughter, also a co-laborer in Christ, and a Bible study partner, okay? And she's been on here many times sharing what the Lord has given her concerning the end times. So, let us recap from the last time you were here, Dacia. Do you remember what you were talking about?
Days we were Noah? Talking about the days of Noah.
The days of Noah.
We were talking about the giants that were in the land and why the world had to be destroyed by water the first time and why it's going to have to be destroyed by fire the second time.
All right. Wow. This should be interesting, everybody. So that was the recap, and now you want to go on and share some new things you found out?
Yeah, I've seen some new things, not necessarily new, but I've seen an elaboration on the days of Noah. So I'm going to elaborate a little bit more on what was going in the days of Noah. What was going on before the flood and what was going on after the flood. Okay. In the days of Noah.
Okay.
A lot of people think that Noah's days was only during the flood. Or before the flood, you know, because he got on the boat and everything. And then we know him and his sons repopulated the world. But you don't really hear too much more about Noah, right?
True. Except that fact.
That he built the ark.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what we really learn in the churches and everything. Noah and his ark. And now he saved two of each kind of the animal. And it was him, his wife, his three sons, and their wives. And they repopulated the earth.
Right.
And that's about to sum up Noah.
Right. That's true.
You know. Unless you get into detail about the giants. So, This is what we're going to go. I just want to give a recap of Matthew chapter 24, verses 37 through 39. It says, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark." So then we'll go to Genesis chapter 6. And we're going to read verses verses 1 and 2, and then 4 through 7. Genesis chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and the daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and that they took themselves wives of all which they chose. Verse 4. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that. See, people don't realize that it says, and also after that, there were giants in the land.
Okay.
When the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown, and God saw the wickedness of man, that it was great in the earth, and that all in every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only continually evil. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. So this grieved God that, number one, everything is his creation.
Right.
The sons of God, which was the spirits, which were the angels, that's his creation. And he really wanted his creation to praise and worship him for even just thinking about creating them.
Right.
And giving them a chance wherever he put them, whether it was on the earth, whether it was in heaven, you know. So it kind of hurt him for, number one, his heavenly creation to disobey him.
Right.
And come down here. Let alone man being manipulated and being intrigued by those spiritual beings, mm-hmm. and corrupting themselves and intertwining themselves with those beings.
Right.
You know? So that's kind of like, you know, we go through it a little bit with our children. We have our children. We do everything we can for our children. And then our children, you know, they don't obey. They don't do what we want them to do or what we expect them to do. And this is how God is looking at man. We punish our children. God had to destroy these people because they were so inbred with these other beings and other creatures that nothing was pure. Nothing was pure. No mankind was pure. Except for Noah and his family, which found favor in God's eyes
right.
during that time. Now, I'm saying that they didn't do no wrong.
Right.
But they evidently had some pure blood in them
right.
still.
Right.
Through the bloodline.
Okay.
So, with that being said, what I found new today is after the flood in the book of Jubilee.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to go to Jubilee chapter 10.
Now, where can people find the book of Jubilee?
Well, is it some of the Apocryphas?
Apocryphas, okay.
But you would have to, the one that I got is like the, it's called the Researcher's Library of Ancient Texts. And it has all the Apocrypha in it and the books of Enoch, Jubilee, and Jasher.
Okay. And Second Esdras, right?
That's part of the Apocrypha.
Oh, okay.
First and Second Esdras, Judas, Bel and the Dragon,
Enoch.
The Maccabees. That's all part of the Apocrypha. I think Enoch is kind of a separate little thing.
Okay.
And also Jasher and also Jubilees.
Right.
Okay, so we'll go to Jubilee. Now, this is after the flood. This takes place after the flood. And this is for all the people that think that the giants and the spirits was all destroyed in the water, right? Mm-hmm. They say, oh, no, those things were chained, and they're never going to be loosed again, and this and that and this and that. This is what people think. But this is for everybody that thinks that, because it wasn't like hundreds of years or thousands of years that these things came back.
Right.
After the flood. It was like immediately. So we're going to go to Jubilee chapter 10, and I'm going to read verse 1 through 13. If anyone has any questions about anything that they hear, please call in or mom, if you, oh, go ahead.
383-9944 if you want to call in. and be a part of the conversation. Go ahead, Daisy.
And if you have any questions, you can stop me and ask any. Okay, it says, in the third week of this Jubilee, the unclean demons began to lead astray the children of the sons of Noah.
Wow. Immediately after the flood.
And to make an error and destroy them. And the sons of Noah came to Noah, their father, and they told him concerning the demons which were leading astray and blinding and slaying his sons. Sons.
Wow.
And he prayed before the Lord his God and said, God of the spirits of all flesh, who has shown mercy unto me and has saved me and my sons from the waters of the flood, and has not caused me to perish as thou didst the sons of perdition. For thy grace has been great towards me, and great has been thy mercy to my soul. Let thy grace be lift up upon my sons, and let not wicked spirits rule over them, lest they should destroy them from the earth. But do thou bless me and my sons, that we may increase and multiply and replenish the earth. The first commandment.
So
be
Noah,
fruitful.
Yeah, he stood in the gap for his sons against
these giants and these demons that was left on the earth from the flood. That's still here today.
Well, no wonder you were so excited about what you wanted to share today. That's kind of wow. It's one of those type of things. Whoa.
Then he goes on to say, and thou knowest how thy watchers, the fathers of these spirits, acted in my day. And as for these spirits which are living, imprison them and hold them fast in the place of condemnation, and let them not bring destruction on the sons of thy servant, my God, for these are malignant and created in order to destroy. Now I had to look at what malignant meant.
Okay.
And so malignant, it means malignant is an adjective. The first one is malevolent. It means in the hands of a malignant fate. Other words are spiteful, hostile, malevolent, or of a disease, a very virulent of infectious. So they compare malignant to like cancer patients,
right,
and AIDS victims and things like that. Something that just increasingly to go against you or to
right.
destroy you. So they're malignant, like their whole goal is to destroy man against us. They're like cancer to man. This is what Noah's prayer is.
Right, and that was Satan's whole ordeal. He was jealous of man and how God had made man in his image and in his likeness. And yes, he wanted to destroy.
Yes,
kill.
And they were created to destroy. These spirits were created to destroy.
Wow.
These beings that the sons of God, the angels, came down to have with the women were created to destroy.
Right, changed the whole entire bloodline. Gotcha. Because I know you shared that with us too.
The bloodlines,
yeah,
yes.
The bloodlines.
And let them not rule over the spirits of the living. For thou alone canst exercise dominion over them. And let them not have power over the sons of the righteous from henceforth and forevermore. And the Lord our God bade us to bind them all. So they, at this time, now they're bound again, right? And the chief of the spirits came and said, Lord, Creator, let some of them remain before me, and let them hearken to my voice, and do all that I shall say unto them. For if some of them are not left to me, I shall not be able to execute power of my will to the sons of men. So this is the main chief of the devils saying, let's give them to me, and let them go under my order and do what I say. Because if you don't let them do that, then I can't do what I need to do to men.
This is the devil talking to the Lord.
Yes. Did you know he's supposed to what? Tempt man and he accuses us before God every day. So he in front of us, he got somebody in front of us making reports. But we know. Well, he got to have imps because he can't be everywhere.
Right.
God.
Right.
So this is what he's saying. Let me have some. So he can send them out to do what he need to do. Because he can't be everywhere.
Right. And still and that's under God's order.
And this, he asked for permission. It says, I shall not be able to execute the power of my will on the sons of men, for these are for corruption and leading astray before my judgment, for great is the wickedness of the sons of men. This is what Satan is saying to God about us. And he said, let the tenth part of them remain before him, and let nine parts descend into the place of condemnation. And one of us, he commanded that we should teach Noah all the medicines. For he knew that they would not walk in uprightness, nor strive in righteousness. And we did according to his words. All the malignant evil ones were bound in the place of condemnation. And the tenth part of them were left that they might be subject before Satan on the earth. And were explained. And were explained to Noah all the medicines of their diseases, together with their seductions, how he might heal them with herbs of the earth. So, all the cancer, all the diseases that come from the enemy and everything, before they were allowed to even do all of that again, they had to let Noah know about medicine. So that we could be healed. Because God knew we were still going to dibble and dabble.
Right.
And not walk upright.
Wow. All right. It kind of blows me away. I don't know exactly what to say, but wow. No wonder you were so excited to share that.
That blew me away today.
Yes.
It blew me away.
Give me back some of my demons so I can torment men like I'm supposed to, like you want me to. If you don't give them to them, I can't do what you'd ordered me to do. All right.
Isn't that something?
That is something, because we do know, like you said earlier, Satan goes daily before the Lord and accuses the brethren daily. And he also had to have permission to do what he did to Job. So he has to have permission to do what he does to us each and every day.
Yes. And it's kind of scary. Isn't it scary? It's scary because when people think that these things are not real, they're real.
Right.
People are losing their minds. True. Or being possessed by these things, and we think, oh, they're just crazy. Oh, this and that and this and that. And it's nothing but the devil and his imps that came here to torment, that were left here on the earth to torment man.
Assigned. Woo, boy.
Now, I'm not trying to give the devil all that credit, because God gave him permission. Gave him permission. He allowed it.
That's why John 14 or 15, except you abide in me and I abide in you, without me, you can do nothing.
Amen. And the other one. It's a scary thing to fall in the hands of a living
God. Living God.
It's a scary thing to fall in the hands of a living God. You better be on the right side if you is in his hands.
Absolutely.
We all in his hands.
Yes, we are.
We got to be on the right side, though.
Well, so. Go ahead.
The reason this is so important is because I was looking at my news feeds a few days ago, and I ran into this giant that they have created in the United States. And this giant is 10 stories tall. It sits upon a whole acre of land. It can walk. No, it cannot walk. The feet are planted. But it can talk. It can move its head. It can move its arms. It can become any figure there is. It can become Michael Jackson, Beyonce. It can become me. It can become you. It can become Barack Obama. And it can become any figure it wants. It can even become a whole stage and backdrop.
So it's transformable.
It's transformable. And the thing about this is it's like unisex or whatever you want. It's non-binary or however you say that word, which means that it doesn't have a male sex or a female sex. Which takes you back into the Baphomet. Half man, half woman.
And this is an erected thing. This is not human. It's a statue.
It's a creation. It is a statue. It is a statue that has the skin of it is like pixels or cameras or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's scary because they're calling it the giant. So what's really scary about this giant is, number one, it's man-made. Any malfunction, it could just go crazy.
That's what my sister said. As long as it don't start walking, we all right.
But, you know, they always talk about how these computers and things end up with minds of their own.
Robots. Well, we see that on science fiction, supposedly science fiction movies and Captain Kirk and all them type of movies, right?
I don't think they're making it up.
Well, when you talk about the enemy, the devil, he can also, I don't know if it has to be a body of a person or whatever, he may be able to inhabit the being or give it power. Like he's supposed to give the Antichrist. And as we were talking earlier today, we was talking about how man is trying to hasten or speed up the end times, the presenting of the Antichrist, or the false prophet is supposed to, they're supposed to be a team. And I think the false prophet is supposed to go before the Antichrist. Oh, this is the one we should pay attention to. This is the one we should listen to and look up to, you know. This man right here. So, and it's supposed to have if I'm not mistaken, Daniel talks about it's a statue, right? That speak great things.
Yes. Yes. Okay. A statue that speaks great things. It's supposed to be in the image of the Antichrist. That's another reason why this is so scary. Because you can go into the box and it will scan your body and it will become you. Whoa. So now it's you.
That's too much.
They're calling it the ultimate selfie.
And also, they compared it to what?
Oh, they also compared it to Nimrod and the giant. The giant that Nimrod had erected up. That everybody, when they heard the sound of the harp or all the music, they were to bow down. Nimrod. Oh, yes. What did I say?
Nimrod.
No. Nebuchadnezzar. I'm sorry about that. But yes, Nebuchadnezzar. That statue is, I think it's about the same thing. Well, anyway, all together, they're supposed to be making 21 of them. And they're supposed to put 21 of these things around the world. I guess the first one's supposed to be coming to the United States in Arizona, if I'm not mistaken, by the end of 2021. They're calling them tourist attractions because they're trying to get money coming back to the States. And they're trying to get people to tour different places to see these robots. My whole thing is, why would I leave China if you got one in China? If you got one in the United States, I don't have to leave the United States to see it. But I guess it's going from state to state within that country or province or whatever it is. However it is everywhere, you know.
So if they're building 21 of them, yeah, they're going to be stationary in those around places.
Around the world.
And like you said, now their intention is to bring money back to the states. Money that they probably lost to government giving
through
out
COVID.
Stimulus and all that, you know, making a way that people could survive during this crisis. I just, again, I'm like speechless because, well, like they say, if the devil asks to ride, tell him no because he may want to drive, you know. And it's like, okay, so where are we going with this thing? And I guess some people are fascinated by that type of thing, the robots and being able to do a selfie and walk into that thing and it scan its body.
And then you look at your face. It's your whole body, what you got on, what you do. You can make it talk. You know, it does all that. It becomes you. So this is when we talk about the image of the beast.
Right. Too close for comfort. That is way too close for comfort, especially if you are in time prophecy Bible studier or prophet, or if you just enjoy reading about what is to come. You know, like the Bible says in Matthew 24, what is the sign of your coming back? Because Jesus says, I will return. I am coming back.
He said, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be. They were eating and drinking. Who was eating and drinking? Now we see that even after they got off the ark, them spirits was running around here.
Still here.
They were still here.
They're still here today.
Uh-huh.
Doing what God has commissioned them to do.
Yep.
So, your safe place is in Christ. And believing in Christ as the one and only true living God. And not only that, the finished works of the cross.
Yes.
That is the only way to salvation.
Yes.
The finished works of the cross.
Yes.
Now, if the Bible is true, the inerrant word of God, I believe it is. No one can disprove. I haven't seen it yet or heard of it yet. The Bible, the scriptures. And these other books that the Bible talks about, which is where Daisy is reading from today, Jubilee.
Mm-hmm.
About how the giants or the spirits, the evil spirits, survived after.
Well, you can't kill the spirit.
No, can't kill a spirit. And how God is saying, okay, but it's like do or die. It's either follow me or you're lost forever. In that place, people don't believe exist, hell, and to be forever separated from God. You see, people don't understand what the hell is really all about. It's either if you don't believe, when he does come back, it'll be too late to believe.
Yes.
And your fate will be sealed if you die before he comes back. And you have not made that transition and received him as Lord, right? And Savior. Wow. Savior. When we say Lord, we mean owner, ruler.
I have two more scriptures before we finish.
Go ahead.
In the book of Baruch, chapter 3, verse 26.
Some people say that's pronounced Baruch. Baruch. Okay.
Chapter 3, verse 26, it says, now these were the giants famous from the beginning that were of so great of stature and so expert in war. Now, you know, in the book of Enoch, it talks about how they taught the men how to make knives and shields and bucklers and the weapons of war and things like that. These are what they came here for. Because even though the angels came down here and slept with the women, they still had to have permission from who?
Wasn't that out of the character, though?
It was.
To be with the women?
It was.
You didn't have permission to do that specifically.
I don't know if they... Well, I don't know if they have permission to do that specifically or not, but it was allowed. Because we can do nothing without him, not even Satan.
He has his part, too, in God's creation.
Yes. God created him, too.
Yes. Well, Lucifer, yeah. The archangel. He said because of his pride, you know.
He became Satan.
Right. He came against God.
And his creation.
And his creation.
His other creation.
Right.
And, okay, so that's the ones. These are the same giants. That was then, that's coming back. The thing is, these ones, now I'm not talking about the one that man erected or is trying to erect, but these ones are here and they're going to manifest. These are the same giants that were famous from the beginning. And the last scripture I'm going to leave with before we close up is Enoch chapter 15, starting at verse 8. And now the giants who are produced from the spirits and flesh shall be called evil spirits upon the earth, and on the earth shall be their dwelling. Evil spirits are produced from their bodies because they were born from men and from the holy watchers is their beginning and primal origin. They shall be evil spirits on the earth, and evil spirits shall they be called. As for the spirits of heaven, in heaven shall be their dwelling. But as for the spirits of the earth, which were born upon the earth shall be their dwelling.
Spirits born?
The Nephilim.
What they produced.
What is the angels came with them to the women and produced the
seed.
Nephilim.
Yeah, that's their seed.
The Nephilim is their seed, which is the giants.
Right.
That's on the earth.
Right.
On the earth shall be the dwelling. And the spirits of the giants afflict, oppress, destroy, attack, do battle, and work destruction on the earth and cause trouble. They take no food, but nevertheless hunger and thirst, and cause offenses. And these spirits shall rise up against the children of men and against the women, because they have proceeded from them.
Drop the mic. Is that what you just did? She closed her book up, everybody, so she just dropped the mic on us. What? What? Ah. That leaves you speechless. Because there's only one way out.
God. You better go to Jesus.
There's only one way out.
Because at the name of Jesus, what?
Every knee.
Shall bow
and every tongue
shall confess that he is Lord. But he said, at the name of Jesus, demons will flee.
Yes, yes. But you got to have authority.
Through him. That's why you got to run to him.
Yes.
You got to run to him.
While the stage is already set.
It's set.
It's been set. Even before creation, it was already set.
And that's enough to make you run. It should be enough to make you run.
Anybody run. That's why I said the world hates you. Because it hated me. Hey, I don't know about you, but I'm speechless here today. That was a revelation for me. It's even deeper than where you've gone before in presenting this to us. I'm excited to see what else you know the Lord has for you to bring on your show that's coming up. Like I said, you can always call in if you have a question or if you would like to make a comment. I don't know where you are in your Bible studies or what you are studying, you know, and I know everybody's trying to do better and be better, and there's nothing wrong with that because we should. But also know that we can't do anything without Christ. Nothing can we do without Christ. And He makes that very plain, except you abide in me and I in you. Without me, you can do nothing. Now, that doesn't mean that God doesn't rain on the just as well as the unjust, and He blesses us all because He's a good God, and He loves mankind. He loves man. He created man in His image and in His likeness. So that's proof right there that He loves you. Now, the obstacle course we got to go through is a different matter. Entirely. To be saved. Now that's a different matter. Wow. So, what can we say, Dacia?
Run for your life, because it's coming, and it's coming fast.
This giant is really
it's not what they're putting out there to be. Mm-hmm. It's going to be more. It's going to do more than that. It'll probably be able to have shoot missiles and everything.
Not only that, like you said, even the Antichrist himself can embody this thing all over the world.
The image of the beast.
And that's what they're calling it.
No, they're calling it the giant.
The giant. Okay. Okay. You know, I haven't really heard any other Bible prophecy speak on it. I was watching Jim Baker earlier today. I didn't watch it much last week. Perry Stone, he's talking about, I seen a little clip on him. I didn't listen to it though, but it was talking about the offense. Hal Lindsey, I don't think they, he programmed last night, because sometimes on, he's on Daystar, and every now and then they may have a special and he's not on. He hasn't talked about it, as far as I know, yet. And some of these things, you wonder why. Why aren't they talking about these things?
They don't believe it.
In the church. Why aren't they?
They don't believe it.
Like it has no significance at all.
Like it don't mean nothing.
Right, no significance, absolutely.
Like it's written for no reason.
Right. Just for our entertainment. You know?
No, because it's all happening for God's entertainment, not ours. This his movie. He watched it.
And when you put it like that, that even makes you more like, whoa.
That's what he said. I do it for my entertainment.
Yes, he does. For himself and for his pleasure.
For his, that's entertainment. Yeah, this is his movie. His movie that he watching. You know how we got our favorite movie? He just look at us and say, these fools. These fools. Because we reading it and we don't see it. We reading it and we don't believe it. But we want to believe what we want to believe. We got to believe it all.
There was a song long time ago, the whole world is a stage and everybody's playing a part. The stage is set, the curtain goes up. And then the rest would say the scene is a broken heart. But I guess we're saying the scene is us running around crazy because we don't want to believe God.
And not preparing for it.
Not preparing for it. Believe it or not, Daisy, we are out of time, so we're so excited to hear what God is going to bring with you next month. Wow, I am so hyped up about what you share with us today. Do not forget, tomorrow, singles, choosing God's best. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you.
Yeah. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The voices you want to hear.